As you may have heard yesterday, Rachel Jarry, who's been playing with the Ballarat Rush, who were the Lady Miners, has been drafted to the WNBA in America. And joining us to talk about the significance of this news is the coach of the assistant coach of the Ballarat Rush, Sarah Monk. Sarah, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
No worries, Dominic.
Is the WNBA in America the pinnacle for women in basketball?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, every young person who's ever played basketball, you know, would want to make the WNBA at some point.
And is Rachel the first female basketballer from Ballarat to be drafted to this competition?
Oh, I might get in trouble for this answer, but I'm pretty sure she is. I can't remember anyone else that has been drafted before, the only other one.
And what was your... Oh, okay.
Possibly would have been Robin Maher, but I can't remember if she played or not.
No, fair enough. And what was your reaction when you heard?
When I heard yesterday morning, actually, one of our players rang me at about 7:05, which I wasn't overly impressed about, but just to check, just to make sure it was right, and I quickly jumped on the net, and yeah, it was correct. Look, it's unbelievable for Rach. She's earned it by far, and it was good news, very good news.
Well, you say she's earned it. What is it about Rachel Jarry that's attracted the WNBA?
Look, I think Rach is one of the hardest workers. I mean, she came to Ballarat last year for her first season with us, and you know, just from training and stuff, there was no backward step from game to a training session. So, yeah, I mean, she's an unbelievable person to have on your team, and everyone this season is looking forward to her coming back.
Well, yesterday morning she spoke with Josh McDermott shortly after she'd found out that she'd been drafted to the Atlanta team, actually, even though she's going to Minnesota. We'll explain a bit more about that in a moment. Yep. But let's listen to Rachel Jarry talk about her experience playing with the Lady Miners as they were last year.
My season with Ballarat last year, it just really helped me. I was able to practice, introduce new skills into my game in an environment where I was obviously like the go-to player and had a lot of responsibility to, you know, score and do all the things that I can do. And I really carried that form over into the WNBL season. And so I'm really, really grateful for everything that Ballarat gave me last season. Probably my short career ever actually been a go-to player for scoring. I've probably just been more of a solid role player, probably usually more used in the defensive end, but definitely Ballarat gave me that momentum. Yeah, I definitely would call it a breakout moment of my career.
Yeah, she's sure. Now a go-to player, Rachel Jarry, and she's going to the States, but not immediately. She's actually been traded to the Minnesota Basketball Club. Tell us about that.
Yes, she was traded. She was actually drafted and picked number 18 in round 2 yesterday to the Atlanta team. And then about 2 hours later, she was traded to Minnesota for another player that they'd actually picked up, obviously, and also a draft pick for next season. So obviously they wanted her more than the other team, which is great.
And she's decided to stay for another 12 months, or she's staying for another 12 months, playing with the Ballarat Rush and also the Boleyn team once this season, the SEABL season finishes?
Yep, so once our season will finish late August, hopefully, mid-September, and then the WNBL season will pick up and run from October through to February, and then she'll head over, hopefully, for the camp over there and... What's all happening from then, I guess?
Yeah, 20 minutes to 8 is the time, 107.9 FM, ABC Ballarat with Dominic Bryan, and my guest is the assistant coach of the Ballarat Rush, who were the Lady Miners, Sarah Monk. Sarah, do you know what Rachel Jarry can expect when she starts playing for Minnesota in 2012?
Well, Minnesota's a cold place, so I assume she'll have to get used to that, but coming to Ballarat, I don't think she'll have any troubles. I think... Obviously, just the people that she'll come up against playing. The number one draft pick yesterday actually went there as well. So there'll definitely be some young people around for her to, you know, go with and that sort of thing. Just the league in general is unbelievable to watch and to be playing in it. And, you know, she's still pinching herself about the opportunity. And it's going to be great for her to come back and then still, hopefully she gets a chance to prove herself at the Opals level. And then she'll go from there.
Yeah, and possibly make the Olympics.
Yeah.
But also, you've got her for this season, which is great.
Yes, that's a very big relief yesterday. We were a bit worried in the morning that we wouldn't have our star player and recruit and stuff, and a few of the girls were a bit tentative about that.
And what have some of the other girls had to say about the announcement? Have you spoken to many?
Yeah, we had training last night, and it was one of the talk-about topics for the whole night. Yeah, I think once they found out that she was coming back, they were all pretty excited.
What else is significant about her being picked for the WNBA?
Look, it does a lot for Ballarat basketball in terms of, you know, juniors having someone to look up to, knowing that you know, they can play for Ballarat in the Siebel League and still have the opportunity of getting to the WNBA, which is great for everyone involved. And, you know, we have a pretty good program up at Ballarat at the stadium, and everyone's, you know, always working hard to try and get top players back to us to help us with our juniors and that sort of thing. So I think it's going to, you know, just flow on from that.
Raise people's expectations about what's possible.
Yep.
And won't it be an interesting season for her locally, because she's got that confidence boost of being picked behind her, not only for your competition, but then playing with Bulleen up until February next year, and then, yes, off to a chilly Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she's going to be great for our team, and once she gets back on court, it'll be good.
Look, thanks very much for coming in, Sarah. Who do you take on the Ballarat Rush this weekend?
We've actually got a bye this week, and then we have Easter, so we've got a long gap. We've got about 20 days off, then we play Bendigo. So.
Oh, okay. How do you think you go against Bendigo?
Hopefully we smash them.
Okay, I hope you have said too. Thanks very much for coming in.
No worries, thank you.
Sarah Monk, the assistant coach of the Ballarat Rush, talking about Rachel Jarry, who has been traded from the Atlanta club to the Minnesota club, and she'll start playing in the States in 2012. But fortunately, Ballarat Rush are pretty happy to have her for the 2011 season, which is underway.